It's Friday and it's time for Stu's Reviews. Brought to you by Auto Taylor Automotive Repair Specialist, Stu Wright, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Who I like to affectionately call Little Britches. Stu Wright, right here on Pirate Radio.
Oh, it's so nice to see Little Britches all happy because we played him a song. Did you see he turned three shades of purple?
I love that song.
Isn't purple the color of them bottom dweller Rockies?
I'm pretty sure.
They got the worst record in baseball.
No,
let's not go there.
They were predicted to be so high.
Everybody said
that. What's up with that? In the cellar. Who would have ever thought? Except all the experts before the season started.
I'm pretty sure the predictions. Yeah, they had a lead and then they blew it.
Yeah. With the bullpen. The old bullpen.
So you brought
a soft belly of the Rockies.
Little Britches brought a 2021 GMC Canyon. We're going to go outside. So this is a little smaller. It's a four-wheel drive, but it's a little smaller than the Sierra, right?
Yeah. Okay. They keep getting bigger, though. You can barely tell them apart, but it's smaller.
Okay. We're going to go outside, take a look at it, and come back and tell you all about it. We are talking with Little Britches. We went outside and took a look at this 2021 GMC Canyon four-wheel drive crew cab. And it's, it is smaller a little bit, but not much. And with the paint and the black wheels, it's actually a nice-looking truck.
It is. It's dressed out with the leather inside and those bars along below the cab that to protect it from big rocks if you're out off-road and banging around in the mountains. And they're not steps, but they're actually pretty and protective.
Tell us all about it.
Okay. It's a 2021, like they sell at Well Kind of Garage, Canyon, which is similar to a Chevy Colorado, a size down from the Sierra or the Silverado. And it's leather interior. I already said that. It's about a 2-ton machine, 212 inches long. I think a Sierra might be 6 inches long or something like that. Them 17-inch black shiny wheels on there are distinctive. With great big tall 31 inches tall Goodyear Wrangler DuraTrax 17 inch, and it's loaded with a remote start, push button start. Of course, that's key start. I'm sorry, but remote start. I liked that this morning when I looked outside and see what it looked like in the driveway. LED fog lamps and tow hooks up front are painted red. It's sharp corner step rear bumper, so you can get up in and out of there with the tailgate down or up. I told you the leather interior existed, and it includes the wrapped wheel on the steering wheel with the heated. That was nice this morning. Heated seats, you see that everywhere. Wireless phone charger, so you can drop it down in there, like mine is some kind of qualification, so you can charge it without a wire. It's multimedia infotainment screen inside, 8-inch, backup camera, navigation, Bose stereo, cruise control. It hooks up with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Rear cross traffic alert. Now, the power in this one is not diesel or four-cylinder. It's a 3.6 V6, 308 horsepower. Feels fine. Drives great. 8-speed automatic transmission, smooth as butter. It is four-wheel drive with a 2-speed transfer case. And it's built in Wentzville, Missouri. Here's the gas mileage, Big Kahuna.
Yeah.
24 on the highway, 17 in town, and 19 combined. So you can go 504 miles with that 21-gallon tank. I like that.
I love the fact that it's built in Wentzville, Missouri. That's where, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the Clint Eastwood movie, The Outlaw Josie Wales.
I forgot about that, yeah.
But Wentzville is where he was from, and that's kind of based on a true story of about a guy who would not surrender to the North after the Civil War. And Wentzville was a place where there was a lot of, I would guess, war crimes, I guess, that went on. From the north to the south, where they were raping and pillaging a lot of folks back down there in Missouri. So there was a lot of heartache and a lot of hate towards them doggone Yankees there, Georgie Gray.
Well, I can tell you, there was a time when I did not care for them yellow bellies
Damn Yankees.
Them dang Yankees.
In the environment that I was raised at that particular time, I will tell you that the feelings towards the North wasn't all that pleasant.
It wasn't either after
and
after
in some
Civil
parts
War.
Of the South, I will tell you, they still ain't pleasant.
Well, you're absolutely right. Wentzville, Missouri, that's pretty cool. And it's $45,000, so what are your payments?
45, so you're looking at 8.25, maybe?
A month, that's about typical for
you lease it,
nowadays.
You're probably down $500 and some odd.
Oh, I should have looked up the lease promotion from GMC Truck and Coach. I suppose you could lease it for $375.
Yeah, that's giving you about 5,000 miles a year.
Bring it back factory fresh. Right. And we'll
I like the truck.
I like the truck too, but from what I'm looking for, I think for
you need a little bigger truck.
Another couple $1,000s, I think I'd rather get a full size truck.
Yeah, a lot more leg room in a Sierra or a Silverado.
You know that little Terrain, I love it so much because even all my cargo is all inside.
Right.
So even if I have the girls with me, there's a spot. I was just thinking about this. There's a spot for the dog in the way back.
Mm.
It's just there's times when I wish I had a pickup to throw stuff in the back.
In the back.
But
you have to throw your dog back there.
GM and Ford are all suffering with the lack of full-size trucks.
Inventory, yeah.
They're halfway built. They're waiting for some kind of microchip from China that has been put on the back burner due to COVID shutting down factories, blah, blah, blah.
So StuWright.com Thursday, next Thursday?
Yep, StuWright.com.
2021 GMC Canyon. Check it out, folks. It is pretty. Thank you, Stu.
Thank you.
You've been listening to my friend, Stu Wright. Little Britches. Stu's Reviews brought to you by Otto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist. Located at 1011 16th Street in Greeley. Phone number 353-3401.